Okay, so it's the 4th of July. No matter where you live, you'd have to be hiding under a rock to miss the fact that today in the US of A is Independence Day, the day when America celebrates throwing off the shackles of British colonial rule to be set free. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Yep, Independence Day, definitely worth celebrating. Democracy's a wonderful thing, and yet as you look at not just American democracy, but democracies right around the world, we've never been more divided. Left against right, right against left. White against black, black against white. Rich against poor, poor against rich. East against west, and west against east. Am I missing something, or are we busy snatching defeat from the jaws of victory? What do you think? Freedom is an interesting concept. I imagine that on that day when America first celebrated its independence from England, there was a great sense of euphoria, and why not? But the question then, not just for countries, but for each one of us, is what do we do with our freedom? 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 16, live like free people, but don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. Live as those who are serving God. When you look around at your nation, your local community, your family, I'm pretty sure you're seeing more than enough conflict and division without you adding to it. Am I right? So the question for you and me in the midst of this ultra-divided, ultra-conflicted world in which we live is simply this. What do we do with our freedom? Are we going to use it to get our way, to throw fuel on the fires that are already burning? Or will we make the sacrifices needed to bring God's wisdom, God's love, God's peace into those conflicts? Live as those who are serving God. That's His word, fresh for you today. Makes you think, doesn't it? But that's the whole point. God wants to drag us out of our comfort zone to empower us to become His ambassadors, using the time, the gifts, the abilities, and the resources that He's given to each one of us. So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.